Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You do a lot of work on Alzheimer's.
That's right, yes. We're very interested in the inflammatory part of Alzheimer's because it's an inflammatory disease of the hippocampus, strangely. So that's the aspect that we work on.
Yeah. Now, there is also a kind of a more a societal look that you can take at Alzheimer's, and you've been looking at a new study.
Yeah, there was a great study came out about 2 weeks ago. They examined 453 professions and ask the question, which profession will decrease your risk of Alzheimer's? Quite a simple question to ask, I guess.
How many people were surveyed?
It was an this is why it's so scientifically robust. There was over 9 million, nearly 9 million people were surveyed.
9 million people and 453 professions.
Exactly, yeah, 443 actually is the number. And can you imagine that data, Pat, for a start? It was incredible. Okay. And they looked at all these people who had Alzheimer's, who didn't, those who died of Alzheimer's, actually, because it is a lethal disease eventually, you know. And then of all these professions, they found two that if you had those professions, there was a substantial decreased risk of Alzheimer's.
So tell me, what are they?
Taxi drivers. We kind of might have second guessed that in a way. And ambulance drivers, which was interesting. So it was ambulance or taxi drivers. Hugely significant. Now, when I say hugely, it was much away from other professions. Yeah. That if you had those jobs, you'd have much lower risk of getting Alzheimer's.
So what's the logic in thinking, why is a taxi driver less likely to get Alzheimer's? What's going on in the hippocampus?
Well, that's so great here, actually, because they can look at all, you know, compare the professions. It's clearly to do with their knowledge in their brains, because taxi drivers have mental maps of cities and they drive different routes every day and they've got to use their kind of spatial reasoning. And they reckon that keeps the hippocampus, as you say.
Well, I was talking to my daughter Nicole last night about this. I asked her to guess and she guessed taxi driver.
She
said, why? And she said, because they're very social animals. They're talking to people all the time.
Yeah,
they're talking rubbish a lot of the time, but they're talking all the time.
That's one reason, but that wouldn't be the case with the ambulance drivers, you see. That was interesting. Yeah. The ambulance drivers have had it as well. Now, interesting, not bus drivers. Now, you might say, why would that be? Bus drivers follow the same route every day. Whereas a taxi driver or an ambulance driver has to be much more
and varied. They're trying to figure out ways to beat the traffic for an ambulance, particularly, where do I go? I want to get to, you know, a particular air code. How the hell do I get there quickly?
Precisely. And that was the key finding. Those two, it's not just being a driver, basically, gives you this protection.
And what about a pilot? No.
No, because again, they're following a routine route. It seems to be variation. In other words, every half an hour, the taxi driver goes somewhere else, you know, and tries to figure out the best way to the next destination.
Now, the problem is that sample is based on existing professions. Taxi drivers are using sat-nav now.
Well, the conclusion, Pat, from this paper is turn off your GPS, strangely, you know, or whatever, and use your brain to navigate. And it's almost as if navigation is a wonderfully intelligent thing we can do as humans, you know. And then the hippocampus is where your memory.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
Is. And in taxi drivers' brains then, their hippocampus has these maps that have been laid down as a memory store, if you know what I mean. And therefore they're able to then use that hippocampus more. It's like a muscle, really, and they're using that memory muscle all the time.
So it'd be interesting to revisit that study in 10 years' time when most taxi drivers over the world will be using screens instead of using their heads.
Yeah, that will prove, I suppose, this hippocampus idea, I guess. But that's the way it was discovered. Yeah.
Now, there are particular risk factors involving Alzheimer's, are there not?
Anyway, in fact, The Lancet, which is one of the most eminent medical journals, published a great thing a few months ago, ways to stave off Alzheimer's, basically, right? And massive statistics on this, patent studies done, because Alzheimer's is such a common thing. First of all, hearing aids are really, if you lose your hearing, that's a big risk factor for subsequently developing Alzheimer's.
You're isolated.
Isolated, yeah. Your, part of your brain isn't operating, you know. And then that is a risk factor for developing Alzheimer's. So anybody who's having hearing loss should get a hearing aid fitted. That's one really good one, I think, that they found. High cholesterol is a risk factor. Now, we know high cholesterol is a risk factor for heart disease, but it's also a risk factor for Alzheimer's,
okay,
is the second one. Obesity, of course, the usual thing, is a third one. Depression, actually, is a very serious one. And then the other one is, as you were saying about the taxi drivers, social isolation. Okay. That's a huge risk factor. So any kind of social activity seems to get our brains going. So if you're in a social situation, your brain is buzzing, you know. If you're on your own, yeah, it's buzzing less. So any kind of social activity is a protector as well. So.
And the big one, smokers.
Absolutely, as ever with this, smoking is a risk factor again. And again, that must be irritating this inflammatory process, because we know a lot about the underlying mechanism. We don't know what causes it, but it's the hippocampus becomes inflamed and gets destroyed, you know. So smoking seems to enhance that.
Now, on the opposite side of the scale, physical activity can help stave it off.
Yeah, exactly. Exercise, as ever, is a protector. Now, again, that's probably because exercise is good for limiting inflammation. And exercise is good for many, warding off other diseases anyway. So if exercise, then you're less likely to have an inflamed hippocampus.
Now, this is a modern study just completed, but there's an Irish woman who sadly has passed who might be behind all of this.
Really, really important. Yeah, Eleanor Maguire. And I know I'd met Eleanor, and sadly she passed away a few weeks ago at the tender age of 54 of cancer. But back in 2000, now this is really interesting, she was the one to spot that taxi drivers had a bigger hippocampus. Isn't that amazing? And then she knew then, oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Why were they? Now, why did she look at taxi drivers? Because she knew, she worked in London, they had the knowledge, you know, and she just wondered, with their massive knowledge, would their hippocampus be bigger? And lo and behold,
it was.
Using scanning, she could see a much bigger hippocampus. So, and she saw this paper, lovely for her, before she passed away. She saw this nearly 9 million people study confirming her work from the year 2000. So it's great that she's got to see that.
And wonderful. She had, as one of her students, a Nobel Prize winner.
Incredible. Yeah, one of our PhD students was a guy called Demis Hazabis. Now, you mightn't have heard of him, but he's in charge of DeepMind. Now, DeepMind is a leading AI company. And he won the Nobel Prize last year for his work on AI. And he went to see her before she died and showed her his Nobel medal. Isn't that lovely as well? And he was her PhD student. So we remember Eleanor because she was a wonderful human being as well as being a great neuroscientist.
So finally, Luke, the message is be nice to your taxi driver.
Be nice to your taxi, exactly. It's always very important. And I take so many taxis. I hope they're listening in now because you're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job. And they've the biggest hippocampuses around.
They do indeed. Yeah, exactly.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.